Thank you for joining me for part two of February 2021's newsletter. This second part is on prayer. And here is a quote from a famous saint of our day. Some people complain that God never answers our prayers. Why should he? By not answering our prayers, God is answering our prayers, which is to be transformed. Those are the words of Thomas Keaton. Let's remember that the goal of human life is to live to our full potential. That is to become both fully human and divine. God has a way for each of us to be transformed. Some find transformation from the path of desperation, hitting our bottoms before we can look up. Some of us are more fortunate and find that transformation through inspiration. But wherever we are, prayer is certainly an important tool we have to help with this transformation. As we walk down this path of life, prayer has most likely evolved in many ways for us. It's changed from what we learned as a child, then as an adult, and then again in our latter stage of life. As a child, it might have been just the formal prayers. Later, we might have dropped that traditional prayers, not knowing their real significance, and began more to ask for things rather than to open our hearts and minds to align our thoughts with God. Just as we make time with others here on earth to grow our relationships, prayer is an essential part of growing our relationship with God. Imagine as an adult that the only time we might speak to another person is to ask them for something. It's certainly different for a child who's dependent on adults for certain things in life. But suppose your relationship with your family, friends, or at work is solely based on asking them for something. In that case, there's an excellent chance that no matter how much they like you, the relationship will be seen as one-sided, and it would not be a healthy relationship if it continues at all. Fortunately, God does not think like us humans. He is always in us, waiting for us to align ourselves with him. And that's absolute love. When I turned to regular daily prayer in my life again, I learned there were different ways to pray. But in general, we can pray for others, we can pray for thanks, and prayers to align ourselves with God through centered prayer, contemplative prayer, interior or continuous prayer, also known as japa. Of course, there are many more types of prayer listed in the Bibles and the Vedas, and volumes of books have been written about them with instructions and more. Prayer needs to be prayer in spirit, meaning there is a conviction of the presence of spirit in us. This conviction is what allows the spirit to give the inspiration directly to our spirit. When this conviction is part of us, our prayer, spirit prays in us and we consent. Formal prayer is also so powerful. Prayers that have been used for hundreds and thousands of years are not old-fashioned. They carry energy. Just imagine a path in the woods that has been used regularly and one that has not. One is much easier to follow and smoother to walk upon, while the other one can mislead you and is a more challenging path. That's the same with formal prayer. Our resistance in the beginning might come from our ego or unresolved differences of the past. You're a different person today than you were then. Time to let go and move on if the past is still lingering. Repent. I'm just saying, change the direction your mind is taking you in. Align with spirit. Prayer is the raising of the mind and heart to God, and that comes from the Baltimore Catechism. This is the consent we spoke of earlier. In the act of concurring to raise our heart and mind to God, there is nothing for us to do. It is spirit that does the lifting of our mind and heart. We consent. Reflections of the day prepare us for prayer, but it is not prayer. Looking back on our day, reviewing our words, deeds, thoughts throughout the day, acknowledging where we might have been more compassionate, loving, or more assertive, is reflection. Offering ourselves, who we are, as we are, to Him, this is prayer. There's so much more to prayer than what has been written about above. I'll just close on one suggestion from Jesus the Christ. And He says, if you want to pray, enter your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. Matthew 6:16-18. Loving only His world. Michael.